never rests.
Organic colors in the sky. What a thrilling time to be alive.
All right, welcome in Sunday night. Oh, it's been bye week, but it's the Georgia show. Even on bye week, Rusty, we do it anyway.
Bye week,
I know,
man.
We out here smelling like cinnamon brooms and pumpkin patches, brother.
Hey, it's been a pumpkin patch weekend, I'm sure, for a lot of people, including Jake Rowe. So I hadn't heard from Jake all day, man.
I would be willing to bet that a few Georgia fans spotted a coach or two out in a pumpkin patch this weekend.
There was some pumpkin patch. I saw some social media with some Georgia coaches pumpkin patch. Kirby Smart was not pumpkin patching, but there was some other guys was out pumpkin patching. You gotta pay your dues on that off week.
Hey, absolutely. No question about it. Everybody got to fit it in because, look, it's all on now. There ain't no looking back after this.
Yeah. Yeah. This is it. Like, I just told somebody today, this is the last weekend until, I mean, you get a break like one or two days, but there's no week off again.
Right. No, absolutely. Absolutely. The stretch is on, and we got a lot to get to tonight. It's flip season. Once again, we got to get into that. Recruiting season, I think, officially kicked off after the bye week. Georgia coaches made sure of that, getting out on the road. We'll get into that. And cocktail party week, man. We got a lot to get to.
Can we call it that? Can we call it that?
You damn right I'm going to call it that. I am absolutely not going to not call it that. I want to dive in first, though, Rusty. Flip season upon us. Look, everybody trying to get in on everybody right now. Oh, you're muted. You're Jake Rowe and me right now. Here, we're going to let Rusty go out and figure out his audio real quick. Let's see. How we doing? Where are we at? Can you hear me? Nope. All right. We'll just go to me right now. We'll let him come back. We'll get it figured out. Georgia goes in, takes out a recruit that they really wanted from the UNC class of 2025. That's Anthony Crua, 6'1.5", 6'2", 215-pound linebacker out of Marietta High School. And guys, if you're not familiar with this guy, you need to get familiar now. 3-star in the rankings. I know that's not going to blow a ton of people away. They're going to say, what's Georgia doing? What are they thinking with this one? Go turn the tape on is my advice. This guy is a phenomenal young athlete. Plays a ton of places on the field for Marietta. Rusty, you back with us?
You got me?
There you are. Yes. Okay. Yeah. Good. You just had me out here filibustering real quick.
Hey.
But I can do it. It was all good, man. Listen, hey. I was talking about Anthony Crua, and I was saying is a guy that people, if they're not familiar with, need to get familiar with. Georgia coaches have been pursuing this guy since the spring in a very heavy way, really put a push on this kid. He makes the call Saturday morning to flip it over to the Bulldogs. I think it's huge because if you turn the tape on, it tells you everything you need to know about Anthony Crua. I'm curious your thoughts on Georgia's latest pickup for the class of 2025.
Yeah. Yeah. It's one of those guys where your senior year matters. And I think people need to kind of, you know, it's a Saturday morning. It's on a bye week. Didn't make a ton of news. Always go back to, you know, Eric Stokes was a 3-star. Georgia took him at the last minute and he wound up being a 1st-rounder. So, Ladd McConkey right now on TV is absolutely tearing up the New Orleans Saints. I mean, so I've kind of learned over these years to not worry so much about the rankings as much as I have that Georgia looks at him and thinks this guy, especially Glenn Schumann in that room, if you look at a guy and goes, this guy can help us, he's going to be a really good player. They've been on him for a while. It's just, I mean, listen, man, I give all the kind of props to Anthony Crua and his family because academics is a big part of him. North Carolina has a great academic, you know, as well, reputation. And he thought about it for a long time. He didn't just jump ship as soon as Georgia offered. He did his due diligence, but Georgia kept getting him back. And Glenn Schumann kept telling him, man, I'm waiting on you. You can commit. You're like, you're not in a hurry. You know, we're here for you. And I think he had four touchdowns Friday night and he ran a kickoff back. And that to me just screams a lot of Smile Mundon. The first two times I went to see Smile Mundon play, he was playing tailback. And I was like, I got to kind of project him because Smile Mundon, the first play I've ever saw for Smile Mundon, he took a handoff and went 91 yards. And I was like, okay, that guy can play. But we had to kind of project him on, defense. And obviously the defense was his best place for him. So Anthony Crewe is a guy that plays both sides of the ball. I've had a chance to actually work him out at MVP camp this spring. He ran for me a couple of times, and just the more I got to know about him, I was like, this guy's about to blow up. I think he got like 20 offers in May, including Georgia. At that point on, Georgia was a serious threat for him.
Yeah, absolutely. Craig Lawson over here says, I got to have a player comparison. Don't let me down. I think Rusty just gave you one, but I'll tell you this. It's hard for me to give you a comparison on this kid because when you look at the tape on him, he's everywhere. He does not really have a home on the field. He is not playing a lot. I mean, he's playing with a hand in the dirt. He's crashing off of the edge. He's everything. Playing an off-ball linebacker. He's dropping into coverage. He's taking handoffs. He's returning kicks. I mean, it reminds me, and this is I'm saying this from a pure athleticism standpoint, not from a this is who this guy is going to be. Roquan Smith did these things in high school. That's the kind of
– these guys,
this is one of those situations, and it's crazy that we're talking about Marietta because Marietta always has players, right? Mm-hmm. It's crazy to have a guy who is this kind of head and shoulders above everybody in terms of what he's able to do that they just say, look, turn around, hand him the ball, let him go.
Well, they're down. And to your point, Marietta's always had dudes.
Right.
Well, they're so down that they took their best player and said, we're going to do everything we can with
him. Right.
He's playing rush in. He's playing linebacker. He's playing running back. And he's doing kick returns. So, you know what I mean? Oh, by the way, he's 210 pounds. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I've been impressed with him and his family, meeting them. And he came to compete. I hit him up. He got a little buzz in February. And I remember we had a camp in early March, and I told Chad Simmons, and Chad had not seen him either. And I said, Chad, this crew of kids coming from Marietta today, I want to see him work out. Let's get a good look at him and see what we think. And we both stood over and watched him do linebacker drills. I watched him run the 40. Just talking with him that day, very impressed with him. Met his mom. She's in some kind of law enforcement in her career. So, I mean, this young man's put together now on and off the field. And I was just impressed with him. And for him to, wait this long, he did his due diligence, man. It was great. Was it Famous J1 there? Is that what that is?
Yeah. Thomas Davis played a little.
I got a great Thomas Davis story. I'll tell you 2 seconds. Last night, I'm at the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame. How in the hell I am the co-chairman of that is unbelievable. Like, I don't even – I walk around and go, what am I doing? Like, but anyway. So, last night, the arena at the College Football Hall of Fame was not open yet. The only thing it was open to was board members and past All-American guys in the Hall of Fame inductees. I'm sitting there, and Scott Warner, longtime Georgia legend, is there. And we start talking about Charlie playing for the Falcons, his nephew. We start talking about how Charlie wouldn't talk to anybody during the recruiting process.
He couldn't handle it.
You know that.
Yeah.
So we start, he goes, who's in this class? So we walk to the front row, and we start going all the way down through the names. And there's 31 names from 1948 all the way until 2009. And we get to Thomas Davis, and he grabs my arm, and he stops. And he points at that seat, and he said, Thomas Davis. And I said, yeah. He said, that's the best player that's ever played at Georgia. And I said, he's pretty good. Yeah. Like, he goes, no. So he gets my arm, and he goes, no. He's the best player that's ever played at Georgia, regardless of position. And I go, well, damn, I can't. I mean, I'm going to go argue with you. Like, you're a Georgia All-American. You're a Hall of Famer. I'm not going to argue with you. I mean, Thomas Davis is unbelievable. But for here, like how, like in his mind, that's exactly what Thomas Davis is the best player that's ever played at Georgia. And when I read his resume off last night, I had no idea. I knew he was great. I knew the NFL, the Walter Payton Award, all that. But, man. What a resume. Randolph Clay, he played football, basketball, baseball, and track.
Oh, man. Yeah, Craig Lawson says, Randolph Clay, no cell service in Cuthbert, but they got dogs.
Hey, and I know I told Thomas Davis last night. It's funny you say, I said, Thomas, The last time I went to Randolph Clay, my phone said SOS for 45 minutes. I got in there. I went to see Gary McRae. Remember him?
It was going to be Gary McRae.
I went to see Gary McRae. I went to see Gary McRae at Randolph Clay. I pulled, literally came in the back of the school, and I swear to goodness, it was a dirt road. And I pulled in, and there's no cell signal for 45 minutes. I said, guys, I got to hit the road. But thanks for letting me see him interview. I hit the road.
Yeah, no. To get it back on track, the crew again is tremendous. He's a tremendous player. Georgia, thrilled to have him. And somebody said, you know, you talk about that athleticism, Rusty, the times that you guys were able to get him at.
Yep.
I've said on the board yesterday on the dog walk, I said this linebacker room is going to be Thunderdome. I mean, I said, this is just, they're not done.
I know,
that's what I'm saying. It's just like, they just keep throwing bodies in this thing. Yeah. And like, whoever's standing atop this heap, you should know, is really going to be able to make some noise, man, because there are some athletes in this thing, none other, man. It is deep, man. It's absolutely so
the
deep.
The last thing I'll say on that too is, you know, I've said this before. In a Glenn Schumann, Kirby Smart defense, the inside linebackers and the two safeties make the calls. So you've got to be not only a headhunter, you got to be a smart dude, and you got to be able to comprehend what's going on, because that's what they use is going to be – you got to make the calls. You got to be able to see it. So they just don't recruit athletes. You got to be put together, and you got to be able to kind of absorb the defense and be able to make the calls. So that tells you a lot about Crua.
Yeah, absolutely it does. Also, too, not a flip necessarily, but a big D commitment to drop tonight. C.J. Wiley back on the market from FSU. Don't think that was necessarily a huge surprise to many people, but the timing coming off of this Texas A&M visit is intriguing, certainly. I know Georgia fans going to be watching this one closely. I think as long as he doesn't make any sudden moves, and that's completely unpredictable. This kid, nobody thought he was going to go to FSU in the first place. So don't count on that. But if he doesn't make any sudden moves, I think Georgia is in this thing. Texas A&M definitely with some buzz around it right now.
So Chad talked to him, Chad Simmons, our Chad Simmons, talked to him at 3 p.m. today. And he gave Chad a story. He gave Chad visit notes, what he thought about Texas A&M, which – that's just good to be able to get this kid on the phone. Tells you a lot about Chad. So at 3 o'clock, he said, the last thing he said was, I'm still committed. And that's what quoted in our story. At 5:39, he was no longer committed. So kind of tells you, you know, where we are, what's going on and all this. But I think that, if there's a sudden decision, which kind of will surprise me right now, if there's a sudden decision, obviously, Texas A&M just had him on campus. They got a ton of momentum. They had a night game, all that. It might wind up being A&M. But my gut feeling is this family's kind of going to wait. This state championship run is very important to them. And with Milton, so he can mix his visits in. He can take his time, do those types of things. So we'll see. We'll see how this thing goes. But a lot of eyes on this thing. This is going to be a very, very a lot of eyes on this one for sure.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Speaking of a lot of eyes, I'm going to recommend that if you don't have tickets or plans even to get to Georgia, Florida, and I'm going to call it Georgia, Florida, even though they're the home team this year, it should go the other way. If you don't have your tickets, get over to Game Time, man. This is the place to go. Look, and I'll tell you this, if you've never been to the cocktail party, it's worth doing at least once in your life. I promise you that. It is an absolute spectacle, and there's no better place to get your tickets than Game Time. Go over, check these guys out, man. You can see all around the stadium. Look, you can get in for $58 right now. That's great. That's insane to me that you could do that. Look, those 300 level seats are all right, actually, too. They're not the worst, and you're going to see some weird stuff up there, I promise you, in the 300 section. So GameTime.co is where you need to go if you want to get your tickets for Georgia, Florida this weekend. Look, it's got all the features. You can see the view from your seats. Check it out. Let's go down here. Take a look at this $58 seat, right? Let's look at the $150 seat. You know, you can see right there.
That's good.
It's going. Yeah. I mean, $150, you're going to be in the lower bowl. That's a great price on that seat. There's your view right there. You can see it. It's looking, it's, it, I mean, it's, It's going to give you a perfect view of what you're going to be able to see from where you're sitting. Game Time makes it super easy. It makes it so that you're getting the best deal. They got the lowest price guarantee. You know, you can see where you're going to be sitting. That's all part of it, man. The pricing is all in. You're just going to get everything you need to make sure that you get in the game and get a chance to go. Look, get over, download the Game Time app, create an account, use code ON3 for $20 off your first purchase. Now, terms apply on that one, but you can get in, create an account, and redeem code ON3 for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time. Get over and check it out. Excited for that one. And like I said, seriously, go check Game Time out. They're fun. I want to get into Rusty. Like I said, I wrote a column this morning. To me, it is officially recruiting season for these Georgia Bulldogs. And you could tell, look, there's 5 weekends until National Signing Day, or whatever the hell we're going to call it now. I don't even know what the title is.
Exit Wednesday.
Brought to you by Drew Rosenhaus Sports and Body Armor, or whatever this is. It's gotten off the rails. But Georgia coaches made it very clear where their minds were with some of their targets by the guys they showed up to go see this weekend. I thought that was pretty crystal clear. It's this late in the season. These are the guys you're going to go check out. To me, that always tells something about this time of the year. Now, we had the full visit list up over at Dogs HQ. We won't give them all away, but I am curious, were there one or two that kind of caught your eye when you saw the Dogs out on the road this weekend, Rusty?
There was one or two that didn't get reported, too. I'll just leave it at that. There was some visits going on that didn't get reported anywhere, including on Dogs HQ, but don't think that we don't know about it, and when the time comes. So, you know, just looking at the visits, you look at Glenn Schumann and Kirby Smart Thursday night going to see Christian Gass at Cedar Shoals. That's the Tennessee commit linebacker at Eastside High School. They have not given up on him. Kirby Smart starts his Friday night down at Greene County going to see Kevin Wynn, who's the Florida State verbal commit. They have not given up there at all. Shout out Jeremy Johnson. Our guy went to Lake Oconee Academy, and then he found out the game was at Greene County. So, but he did a good job. He got there, got the content for us, and our guy Jeremy kills it over there at Dogs HQ. So shout out to our guy Jeremy Johnson. But, you go look at Glenn Schumann was back at Tyler Atkinson, the 5-star 2026 linebacker at Grayson. A lot of players in that game. I think Kirby made that game, right? Kirby made the game at Grayson,
I believe that's correct.
Somebody told me, they were trying to make another game, and it got late on the helicopter hours. So I don't know how many games he ended up with, but Kirby doesn't really take days off like that on a Friday off week. And James Coley goes up to Chicago to see Talon Taylor. And I think that, you know, that's a no-brainer. You only get one hit. So Coach Coley goes up there to see him play. I think he got his 5th star on the 24/7 Sports Composite.
Probably not long for everybody.
You know what I mean? Not long for everybody. Kudos to Charles Power, our guy. He loves him. Keeps getting data on all these guys. And when it's said and done, I think Talon Taylor's got a really good shot at being a 5-star. So this is the kid. Talked to his family today, and they are still very, very strong to Georgia. Now, you never say never, but they are very strong to Georgia. This is a kid that everybody's trying to recruit. This is a kid, Ohio State, Ole Miss, everybody has tried to crack the door on Georgia, just been unable to do it. He really likes Athens. He just really kind of hit it off with James Coley and his family, just really comfortable with Georgia. Thinks he can make an impact there pretty quickly. So right now, Georgia's still in really good shape there. And he is in the playoffs. And as the more they win, I think every game in Illinois is on a Saturday, the playoff games. So even state championship. So, you know, might not make it down for a game this year, but he might play a state championship game on a Saturday if they make it that far, and he might be at Georgia the following Thursday to start bowl practice. Like, he may not be here for another 6 weeks, and then he may be here for good. So they just kind of gave me the kind of lowdown of what's going on. They were kind of hoping one or two of those playoff games would be on a Friday night. The bracket, I guess, came out today. Illinois, looks like all those games are going to be on Saturday, which they're fine there.
Yeah, I did want to get to one of these questions in terms of recruiting season. Tough Stuff says,
yes.
Does Georgia still recruit Christian Gass after the Crew of commitment?
Yes. And Christian Gass knew. I found this out. Christian Gass knew that Crew was about to commit. Christian Gass has been told Georgia is trying to take three, and he is 1,000% has a spot. That did not affect him at all. And the way you combat that kind of stuff is you tell them ahead of time, hey, we're going to take this guy, and, you know, you're still there. So I did talk to one of his coaches this weekend and kind of keeps me in the loop, and he said, yeah, they knew that the Crew was committing. And I'll have some notes up on Dogs HQ on Monday, but that one's not over.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. Mm-hmm. And Christian Gass, man, an exciting athlete at that linebacker position.
He is longer than Chris Cole.
Right. Oh, which is crazy.
Great. Not as tall, but he might have long arms, dude. Long arms, Christian Gass. Really kind of freaky stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And like I said, man, it's 5 weeks. We've only just begun, as the old song goes.
I want to need more than the cookies back here. I can tell you that.
You're going to need the blood sugar.
Morning recovery. Was that one of our sponsors?
Bulldog Snacks may need to get into selling just pure caffeine, because
Hunker Downs, the vodka of
University of Georgia. Yeah.
Call us.
We're going to need that too. It's going to be a strong push, man. It's crazy. Things are really just getting started. I mean, seriously, now is crunch time. This is when it matters. Those visits told you a lot. Those trips told you a lot. Who shows up to these next few games will tell you a lot as well.
Tennessee game is going to be one of those where there's going to be kids that go that just want to go see that game. I'm not going to sit here and BS you on that. I mean, that's going to be, if it winds up being a night game, which probably, I'm not saying it is, but if it winds up being that night game, Georgia's got so much before that with this Florida and Ole Miss game. I mean, both of those games are going to be freaking head knockers. But we have to talk about a home game in particular. I'm interested in, you know, the Tech game too. What can they draw at 7:45 on a holiday weekend? So they got a couple of home games to where they can, I think, and guys can travel too. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can travel that weekend and get there, especially if your season's over. So there's a lot of meat left on the bone for Georgia as far as visits coming up. And I made a note tonight on CJ Wiley on the board, and I said, look, Texas A&M had a golden opportunity last night. They had the entire country. They had a nationally televised game. So did Georgia last week. But Georgia was at Texas. Right. Texas A&M got a nationally televised game at night at home. So they got to host recruits. And sounded like they did a really good job with it.
Yeah. You know, I will say, I want to mention one last thing on recruiting. I thought of all the visits this week, the most interesting one was perhaps one that didn't happen. And that was Justice Terry. That they didn't go spend some time over there. And
he was
at Mount Zion this weekend.
I think they've had a hit there, though. Like, they've already went to see. You only get one. Yeah. So you only get one. And once you go there, like, everybody was talking about, you know, when Kirby went to see Milton, that was it for them. He can't go back. Yeah. He can't go back until after Thanksgiving.
Well, maybe things are looking bright over there too. There's a little bit to that.
You trying to say the hay's in the barn there?
I'm not taking anything for granted. I'll say that. But speaking of not taking anything for granted, our friends over at MyPerfectFranchise.net never do either. Look, are you a displaced corporate executive or wanting to put your career in your own hands? Or are you an experienced entrepreneur wanting to diversify? Well, Andy Ludeke and MyPerfectFranchise.net can help. Andy is a huge college sports fan and a franchise veteran, having owned multiple franchises and businesses. Using his expertise, he helps others find their American dream through a very thorough consultation and evaluation process. So call Andy, put your life and your career in your own hands. Best of all, his services are 100% free to use. So what do you have to lose? Find your perfect franchise at myperfectfranchise.net. That's myperfectfranchise.net. Rusty, we don't have just a ton to say about this one, I don't think. It's cocktail party week, man. Look, tickets are $60, $50 over on Game Time. That kind of tells you what some people feel about this matchup.
I don't like it, man. I'm telling you. I mean, this is a damn – I mean, every year, like, this is – I'll say this. I'm going to have some notes tomorrow on Dogs HQ that I'm going to give you some insight of what went on in Athens last weekend. I'll just put it to you that way. They're not taking this game lightly at all. It's not no Kirby Smart speak stuff. I mean, they're not playing around with this game. And Florida has played their you-know-what off. And they've got a quarterback that is an elite skill set.
Yep.
And I'm just telling you, this is not to be joking around with, thinking you're going to go down there and everybody's going to have a good time Friday night and walk out of there and Florida's going to lay down. Like, this is going to be another one of those freaking games that might come down to the last, quarter again down in Jacksonville.
Oh, absolutely. We had a chance to talk to Nick Della Torre on Roos and Row today, and Jake and I both agreed going into that conversation, we felt a lot differently. After talking to him, we were a little higher on Georgia's chances because they're not feeling super great in Gainesville. I'll tell you that. Look, I agree with you completely. DJ Lagway, to me, is a guy who stretches you in a lot of ways. And I said he's not mobile in the way that Jalen Milroe is, but he can move enough. I promise you that. And he's got about as good of an arm as you're going to see on a young guy. He can absolutely unleash a throw.
He's better than Michael Van Buren at Mississippi State. And Michael Van Buren.
Michael Van Buren gave you all you could handle.
I can just tell you right now, this is not a game to be sitting around thinking this is going to be a cakewalk. I told you 2 weeks ago on this show that Georgia had enough to beat Texas, and don't listen to the national narrative. Well, I'm telling you right now, don't listen to the national narrative that Georgia's going to go there and cakewalk Florida, because I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to be a four-quarter knockdown physical freaking football game, and Georgia's got their hands full in Jacksonville because this is a very dangerous team that's playing some of their best football with a quarterback that's got a great skill set. This is going to be a damn football game. I can assure you that.
If you want to talk about a quick way, if you're Billy Napier, to win some fans back over, boy, that'd be one to do it. Hey, I took my freshman quarterback and overcame the Bulldog. I'm not going to pick that. I'm not picking
that. Me neither. I'm not picking the win.
Yeah, I'm not picking that. But Lagway is a the future is so bright for that kid,
yeah,
man.
Yeah. And he was a great kid too. We met him in Nashville at the L3 Elite thing with his dad. And just really, God, he's big in person, man. That dude's like 6'3" and a half. He was a lot bigger. First of all, he's a lot bigger than I thought he was when I first saw him. But most people thought he was the number one high school player in the country last year. And, and so he had a good year. But we'll see. I mean, but I the best news I can tell you is I don't think Georgia's taking it lightly. I don't think Georgia's taking it lightly at all. But the early buzz out of the fan base and people I talk to, I mean, you better get your mind right for this one, because – this isn't going to be a walkover in Jacksonville. I would be shocked if it is.
I got one quick one for you here, Rusty, before we take it off. Bye week is behind us. This is the March, like we said, toward the end. I'm curious, coming off of this bye week, who is a guy on offense and a guy on defense that we hear a little bit more about than we did the first kind of half of the season?
I think because of suspensions, Ja'Cory Thomas is, I mean, you know what I mean? Because Ja'Cory Thomas is going to have to play it's going to be interesting how they use him, either star or, what position they're going to use him because of the Dan Jackson and Janelle Aguero being out. I think offensively, that's a great question.
Did we finally see the Sakovi White we've been waiting on?
I don't know. I'll tell you who I think is who's been playing all year. But I think as it gets further and further down the line and these games become more and more important, I've been seeing Monroe Freeland play a lot more, 57. Okay. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. I think Monroe Freeland is about that close to being the right tackle. And I know Xavier Truss will never completely be out of the lineup. He's a six-year guy. He's played all over the field for Georgia. He's done everything, but I think that Monroe Freeland, who was listed as the number one, I think he was number one tackle in America by own three coming out. And, he was a younger guy, starting to grow in his body. Came to Georgia at 285. Now he's 315. I think Monroe Freeland could be that guy that you look at down the stretch and go, this is our guy to kind of to kind of strengthen that right side a little bit better. I think he's got more athleticism. And if Tate Ratledge comes back, we'll see how that, what that does to the roster. I mean, what it does to the lineup. But I think 57 is a guy that's pretty close to taking that starting role at right tackle.
Yeah, you get Ratledge back, man, and suddenly you've got some really interesting depth along this offensive front. You got a lot of guys who played a lot of snaps, a lot of meaningful snaps for you. So I'm with you. I'm with you on both of those guys. I think that that's enough. Those are two great picks. I'm interested to see if Ellis catches on a little bit more in the second half as well. And I think Damon Wilson, the stock has been trending and will continue to trend through the rest of this season. I think that he's a guy you're going to hear a lot more about as things progress. Certainly in Jacksonville this week. Look, we'll have you covered on all things over at Dogs HQ, from the cocktail party to the recruiting. Rusty's going to have some notes for you in the morning for sure. Going to get you primed up for the weekend. Look, it's one of the great weekends of the year, regardless of how you feel about Florida.
It'll be fun now.
Man. Look, you got to get down there. Go get your tickets through Game Time, man. Go have fun. Jacksonville is a blast. If you've never done it, do it once in your life. I promise you won't regret it. If no matter what happens inside the stadium, you're going to get a show outside the stadium.
No doubt, man.
Guys, thank you so much for tuning in this Sunday night to the Georgia Show. We'll be back with you, Bark After Dark, on Monday. We got another edition of the Georgia Show dropping later this week. Dogs HQ Plus coming on Tuesday as well. So jam-packed week as always. Get over and check it all out, man. Dogs HQ got you covered. We appreciate y'all tuning in. We will catch you soon.